This podcast is all about books and kids, where we review and recommend a great book from our Chimes bookshelf for our young friends. In today's Chimes bookshelf, the book I have for you is the next in the series of Beatrix Potter's books, The Tale of Jemima Puddle Duck. Yes. This book was written and illustrated by Beatrix Potter, and it was published in the year 1908. What's the story like? Well, story is about Jemima, who is a domestic duck, and whenever she lays eggs, they are taken away by the farmer's wife because she believes that Jemima cannot hatch her eggs. You know what egg hatching is? I will tell you. Right after a bird lays the eggs, she sits on it in order to provide it heat so that the little birds come out of it nicely. In the case of Jemima, ducklings are supposed to come out of the eggs. So, what farmer's wife does is that she keeps the eggs away and Jemima tries to look for the eggs so that she can sit and hatch the eggs without anyone disturbing her. While she's looking for her eggs, she's very naive. She confides her sadness to a fox who invites her to his home in order to help him. Jemima accepts the invitation, but really does not realize the fox has different plans. It wants to eat her. And when in the farm, she's not there, a collie, the domestic dog, finds out her absence and tries to go find her out. Is the collie able to find out where Jemima exactly is? Is he able to save her? Well, for that, you have to pick up a copy of the book and read it away. Does this remind you of another tale? Doesn't it sound like the Little Red Riding Hood? Yes. There indeed are similarities. And so does. Beatrix Potter says that it was a version of this old fable. This book became really popular. There are a lot of merchandise, including Jemima soft doll and the bonnet that she was wearing and the shawl she was draping became the most purchased one around the 1925s. In fact, Jemima Puddle Duck's doll became as popular as Peter Rabbit, and it was one of the most read books of this series. And what exactly does The Tale of Jemima Puddle Duck teach us? It teaches us that we have to be really careful. We have to understand where danger is, and we have to believe in ourselves. Also, we have to make really great friends like Jemima made with the collie, who has her back all the time. So that's The Tale of Jemima Puddle Duck for us. In the next episode, we will talk about Samuel Whiskers. In order to listen to it, wait for the next episode. And for our reviews and recommendations of other books, explore other episodes of Chimes Bookshelf.